This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And later on today, I'm going to be kicking off my spooky season of appearances. I'm heading out to a senior center out in Hingham to go talk about ghosts. And then this weekend, I'll be at the Plymouth Hometown, the Hometown Haunts and Horror Con in Plymouth. Hometown Haunts and Hops. HorrorCon in Plymouth. Sorry. Can't forget the beer. It's horror, the paranormal, horror movies, all being brought together in a brewery, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Mayflower Brewing Company. It's from 1 to 7 on Saturday. And very excited because John Cassier, the Crypt Keeper himself, is going to be there. And I get to see him for the first time since TerrorCon last year. But so because it's spooky season, you know, I'm going around setting up my table at these conventions and different things where I sell my books and where I, you know, have all my materials for people to learn more about me and about Spooky South Coast and things like that. And I'm always looking for interesting things to put on the table. I get some different Halloween decorations. I have skulls, foam skulls that I use, fake candelabra. You know, whatever will draw people's attention so they see the table and they come over and they look and they talk to me. And so I found a couple of things recently, a radio with a skeleton inside of it that when you turn it on, the skeleton moves and it lights up and he plays some creepy sounds and music. A couple of different versions of that, actually. But I like to go into Savers and see what else they have for Halloween decorations. I don't think I got it at Savers, but I must have got it somewhere thrifting. I have a big, giant light up LED skull that I keep forgetting to bring with me to things. And I think I'm going to have to make sure I bring it this Saturday. But I went into Savers yesterday looking for some stuff. And then I figured while I was there, I would do some shopping. And went through, you know, a lot of what we were talking about last week. I probably go there at least once a week, sometimes twice. It's therapeutic for me. If I've had a long day here and many days that I do, many days I'm not getting out of here till after 4 or 5 p.m. So we're looking at 10, 11, 12-hour days. So some days I just want to decompress before I go home for a couple of reasons. One, just to get my mind off of things and to relax a bit. And two, because if I go home after a long day like that, I'll sit in my chair and fall asleep, and then I won't be able to go to sleep when it's time to go to bed. So I try to find some activities to do to keep myself going. Especially if I go over to the gym and then go do things like, and then go home, I'm definitely going to be wiped out. So I try to find something to do. And the walking around, the browsing that you do at Savers, you know, it relaxes me. So it's somewhere that I'll go to kind of decompress. So I was doing that yesterday, just kind of walking around. I got there like 6 o'clock. And it wasn't too busy. But as I was walking around, I noticed things were a lot neater. I didn't see as many. There were still some ripped up and stained clothes, but I didn't see as much. I was like, huh, I wonder if somebody was listening when we were all talking and complaining about it last week. Could also just be that it's, you know, the middle of the week, so people haven't come in and destroyed everything yet. But it was certainly a much more pleasant experience than the last time. Not that I ever have a bad experience there. The staff is great. But it just felt a little different. Speaking of different, and maybe the lack thereof, last Friday, I went to the Burlington in Fairhaven for its grand opening. And see, Burlington has commercials on other radio stations. They apparently didn't think it was necessary to get commercials here, you know, in the town that they just opened in. But I heard one of their commercials on another radio station where they're talking about how this is a new concept for Burlington, a new store design. And I think what they really mean is we were able to shove just as much stuff in less space because it's pretty packed in there. And instead of having single level shelves, they have double level shelves or racks, I should say. So, you know, if you're looking through shirts, there's two racks of shirts. And I'm like, well, that's going to be a problem for short people. There are a lot of short people in this region, in this area. That's going to be a problem. And then, you know, I get it. This was opening day. It was going to be busy. A lot of people were going to show up, but it was already a disaster in there. Stuff was all over the floors. And I was hoping that this wouldn't be the case. I was hoping it wouldn't be a repeat of what happens in Dartmouth. Stuff all over the floors, a line to check out all the way back. I went to the, which one was I at? Dartmouth. When I went to Five Below the other day, I said, well, I'm going to pop into Burlington, see if there's anything in there that interests me. And when I walked in, I saw the line and I said, nope. It was the longest I'd ever seen. And so this one was pretty close to that. So I walked around the store, kind of got an idea of where everything is and what they have, and then walked out. And I don't blame the employees for it. I blame the customers. The people were that much of a pack of animals that they had to go in on opening day and tear the place apart. And then as I thought about it, I thought, you know, maybe the concept of that store isn't conducive to keeping it clean either. Because if somebody pulls something off the top shelf and they don't want that thing anymore, they're not going to climb back up there and put it back on the top shelf. They're just going to drop it or shove it somewhere. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I just had to call in because I just, you know, you brought the whole Burlington store up in Fairhaven. You know, they opened what, Saturday?
Friday.
Okay. So I went there Saturday. And it's funny, I didn't even know they had opened up. I drove by the area and I saw all the cars there and I'm like, they're already open. So as I was walking along the parking lot, I asked someone, you know, when did they open? Even before I got in the store, and they were like, oh, they just opened up yesterday. So, you know, Tim, you're absolutely right. I walked in there. I was so taken back by what I saw. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing, to be honest with you. You walk in and it's like, we already know that store space was very small and limited. Mm-hmm. But I really expected, I don't know, I just expected to walk in, not to like those racks of clothes, like basically hit you when you walk in. You know, it almost, you know, that reminded me of a Salvation Army store, the old type of Salvation Army stores that we used to have in the area. There was stuff on the floor, like just everywhere. And things were so crammed. There was like 10,000 people in the store. And the line was so long, I don't even know, like, for the register, like where the line started or ended. I walked in and I said, you know what, I'm just going to walk to the back of the store and make my way to the front, mm-hmm. because I just, whatever. And I got to the back, I turned around and I left. And I said to myself, if this is what it's going to be, then I guess I'm not going to shop here at all. This was my first and last time coming in here. And it's pretty sad. If I don't know who the manager of that store is, or who decided to, you know, create or make that, design that store that way, as far as the setup, but
I think that was a corporate thing, because the commercials are advertising how this is going to be the new format. So I think what they're doing is, I think they're looking to open more Burlington stores in locations that have less space than the ones that are already out there.
Well, but you know what? If that's their new format, to be honest with you, I don't even know how long that store is going to stay open, because I don't know, but I'm talking, you know, for myself. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that chaos as far, you know, price point. I'm sorry. You know, me, you walk in there, like, to look for something, it's like, totally impossible. I don't even know how you'd be able to even, you know, not get stressed out. I mean, I just think that if, you know, they want to come up with these new creations, you know, because they have small spaces or whatever, but, you know, they really better think very good about the new, the layouts that they're making in that store, that type of store.
I mean, I would just say, you want to have a store in a limited space like that, get rid of the luggage section, get rid of some of the home furnishings, like take those things out and say, well, if you want those things, we have them in Dartmouth.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And I have to tell you, I was really happy when I heard they were going to open up one in The Haven. I thought it would be somewhat different, but, you know, I have to tell you, nothing for nothing, the one in Fall River, I don't know if you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there quite a few times, and I mean, I understand it's a very big store, but even more so, it's so big, but it's usually, most of the time, it's neat, and I don't see a lot of people working in there, so, you know, I don't know. I just don't know, you know, what the answer is.
And, Raynham is another one that is in good shape.
Right. You're right. I've been to that one too.
And you know what else is funny? For you know, people saying, well, you know, you got to look at the community. It's the community of people that live there, as if, you know, I mean, I get it. People who are shopping could be better about it. But the one in Brockton, the couple of times I've been there, has always been nice and neat.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're looking at geographic area, I mean, what's the excuse for the one in Fall River? Because Fall River is, you know, the...
Yeah, that's in a city too, yeah.
Right, it's just like New Bedford. So, I'm very disappointed. I don't know. Like I said, I walked in, I walked out, and I just won't be going in there. All right, you have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye.
And, I mean, don't let our experiences deter you if you do want to go over there and check the store out. Granted, I'm sure opening weekend was probably overwhelming for them. I have a feeling they didn't get enough staff hired because they still have the signs out that they're looking for people. So I think that their hiring event, because they didn't really have to get the word out enough, I thought, that they, you know, that they are still looking for more to add more people to the team. So they're probably making them do with what they have, but still. You know, you needed to make a good first impression because of the impression that people have of Burlington based on what happens in Dartmouth. Although I'll say this, last couple times I've been to Dartmouth, It's been in really great shape. So I don't love the fact that they have a huge line of people waiting to check out and they only had two people working the register. I went there on I went there this Saturday too because I went to the mall. But two Saturdays ago when I went in and I actually bought something, long wait in the line, but the line wasn't really that long. And it's because they had two people on. That's it. On a Saturday night, two people working the register when they have, what, I don't know, 8 or 10 registers. And the person, when I was the next person up, I'm standing there waiting for them to say what the next open register is. And I see the person walking away from one of the two people, and I get ready because now is my turn. I start walking down there anyway before they announce, you know, register 4. And as I start walking down there, the gentleman working the register looks at me and says, oh, no, I'm done, and just walked away. So then they went down to one cashier with a huge line of people. And I get it. You don't want to have to work any more than you're supposed to work. But somebody in that store could have come out and covered that register with there being a line of people like that. The mall closed while we were in line. Why the mall closes at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, I have no idea. Was it 8? Maybe it was 9? No, it was 8. 8 o'clock. I mean, could you imagine when we were younger, the mall closing at 8 p.m. on a Saturday? They had to throw us out at 11 o'clock. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here, and we'll be right back. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And after taking the Seahawks into overtime this past Sunday, the New England Patriots have a quick turnaround before facing a conference rival. The Patriots head to New York to face the Jets tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers looks to drop the Pats under 500 for the first time this season. See, we won't get to say that very often, so we're going to say it now. While getting the Jets their second win of the year, Patriots-Jets kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 5:30 p.m. And you can listen to the game on 1420 a.m. and 99.5 FM, or you can hear our regular Howie Carr, Mark Levin, and Charlie Kirk programming on the WBSM app and at WBSM.com. The New England Patriots all season long right here on WBSM. And I don't think that things are going to bode well for the Patriots tomorrow with that quick turnaround. But, hey, who knows? Who knows? Every game could be a surprise this season. We're getting some app chat messages on the WBSM app. DSY says the Plymouth Sabres was rocking yesterday. Tuesday is 30% off for seniors. So, yeah, I mean, I can imagine the Plymouth one, every time I've gone there, has been pretty busy. And there is a large senior population in that area, so I bet you they all descend upon it for Tuesdays to save that 30% off. I mean, I never wanted to get a fake ID when I was a kid so I could go drink. That wasn't something that interested me. But I'm seriously considering getting a fake ID that says that I'm 65 so I can start going to senior discount things. That's where I'm at in my life now. That's what I'm looking forward to. The countdown is on. I am 9 years away. No, more than that. 19 years. 19 years away from being able to live in senior housing and have somebody mow the lawn for me and do all the shoveling for me and to be able to get a discount everywhere I go. That's what I'm looking forward to. So, yeah, just like kids that are like 18, 19 are like, I can't wait till I'm 21. I can go to all these places and buy beer and do all this. I'm thinking to myself, I can't wait until I'm 65 and I can go to senior day at Savers. I bet you that'd be an easy ID to fake too, because people look at it with scrutiny when you're trying to get beer when you're 16. I don't think people look at it the same scrutiny when you're just trying to get a senior discount at Savers. And my hair is going gray a little bit. My beard is pretty much gray. Might be able to pass. I have a young face. I've always had a young face. I'm 92 years old. Feels like it sometimes. Well, right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the news of the day from the eternally youthful Phil Devitt.
President Trump talking about the second assassination attempt against him. Lawsuits in the collapse of the Baltimore Bridge. And you want to stay sharp? Break out the puzzles.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump says his presidency was consequential. More from Mark Mayfield.
In his first public appearance since what's being called the second attempted assassination of him, Trump took part in a town hall event in Michigan, moderated by Arkansas Governor and his former White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Only consequential presidents get shot at. But what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right? We have to be brave.
He went on to say that it is a very dangerous business running for president. Also at the event, Trump went on to say he had a nice conversation with President Biden and received a very, very nice phone call from Vice President Harris following the incident on Sunday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Federal prosecutors are claiming Sean Diddy Combs has been abusing and exploiting women since at least 2008. The hip-hop mogul appeared in a New York court Tuesday after being arrested on counts of racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution. A new report says Israel planted explosives in pagers that were sold to Hezbollah. The New York Times says hundreds of pagers blew up simultaneously across Lebanon on Tuesday, and cites Americans and other officials saying Israel was behind the explosions. Lebanese officials say 9 people were killed. The families of 3 road workers killed in the collapse of the Baltimore Bridge are taking legal action against the owner of the ship that crashed into the bridge. Lawyers for the family said Tuesday they plan to file a claim seeking to hold the company fully responsible for the deaths of their loved ones. Jussie Smollett is asking the Illinois Supreme Court to overturn his disorderly conduct conviction. The state's high court heard arguments yesterday from the former Empire actor's attorney, who claimed his conviction should have never happened because he had a deal with the state's attorney.
Both parties, Cook County prosecutor and Mrs. Smollett, agree that the point was to make sure this was a just disposition and resolution of the case, and that was done.
Smollett was convicted of disorderly conduct in December 2021 for lying to police about being the victim of a 2019 phony racist and homophobic attack in Chicago. He was sentenced to 150 days in jail, but has yet to serve the sentence as the appeals process takes place. Ohio police say an 8-year-old girl drove her mother's car 10 miles to a local Target. Michael Kastner reports.
Police in Bedford, Ohio, released dashcam video Tuesday of a vehicle that was, in their words, swerving everywhere in the Cleveland suburb on Sunday. Police caught up with the vehicle in the parking lot of a Target and found the driver was an 8-year-old girl who had been reported missing earlier that morning. Authorities say the girl is too young to be charged criminally, and they are grateful no one was injured. I'm Michael Kastner.
And a new study from Texas A&M has found that puzzles are good for your brain. It suggests older people who play word games have better memory, attention spans, and process thoughts better than those who do not. Dr. Paul Kim says that can beat back against Alzheimer's disease. Nearly 6 million people in the U.S. suffer from dementia, and that number is projected to grow to about 14 million by the year 2060.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have dropped 4 of their last 5 games after falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 in their series opener at Tropicana Field. Another game tonight, and the Patriots visit the New York Jets on Thursday. That game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We've been dead. fog advisory in effect through 10 o'clock this morning. And that fog will give way to a blend of sun and clouds. Look for muggy conditions for your Wednesday along the south coast with a high near 75. Overnight tonight, cloudy, redeveloping the patchy fog, and a chance of showers around by evening. Your overnight low will be near 62. And for Thursday, we will have a lot of clouds, a chance of showers, still muggy, with a cooler high near 70. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Former Terrence Trent D'Arby, now Sananda Maitreya, who, if I remember right, says that he's an alien from another planet, but could be. But that's one of the best openings to any video ever. The way he just slides into the frame at the beginning of the Wishing Well video. So 508-996-0500. Really quick, DSY just sent me some good news via app chat. You only have to be 55 to get the senior discount at Savers. So I am 9 years away, 9 years away. And I think I could pass for a convincing 55. I think that's possible. So anybody out there that can make a fake, no, I shouldn't ask that on the radio. And really quickly, Ray says, the Fall River Burlington has always been neat and organized, even back when it was in the mills. Dartmouth and now Fairhaven are trashed. Weird, because it's the same demographic of people that live in all three of these areas. Yeah, I don't, it's a combination of things is all that I can do to explain it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
With Shaken Playboy.
What's going on, Lamone? I can already barely hear you.
Is this better?
Not really, no.
Well, bells. Okay, so Terrence Trent D'Arby, one of my oldest friends, she was a guy like a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
She used to date Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh.
And he came to Vegas and stuff like that, and she used to her, and then they had fun. They were dating for like, I want to say, like maybe about 14 months. And she also was dating like a Tone Loc and stuff like that. You know, you ever heard of Brother Lynch?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like, ever heard of like a, he was into that kind of gory, kind of like, you know, really deep. Look him up, Brother Lynch, you know, or Lynch Young. Yeah, you ever heard of Doomsday Productions?
I don't think so.
Oh wow, he was such a sheltered life out there. So I had sent you a thing on Facebook telling you, I was gonna send you a picture, something to choose from, either one you'd want. And I was going to race, but I didn't want to have it sitting up there for too long. Like I said, especially if I'm not going to be there bringing it to you. So somebody, you know, I'm trying to look out for a fella. But you don't even pay attention. You're very bad. And so maybe when you look chunkier, maybe you look older while you were chunkier.
Maybe. Yeah. I think people always say I look too young for my age, but I always think I look too old because going gray and everything.
You look young, at least to me. I thought you looked young. And I remember like when you were clean shaven, like, geez, look at him. You look like totally like I heard your voice, but totally look like somebody different. You know, and it's like, you know.
Well,
I don't know. I like you.
My hope was that when I didn't have a double chin anymore from losing this weight, that I could, you know, be clean shaven. And then my friend designed my logo and put a beard on the logo. So I was like, well, I guess I'm committed to having the beard now because it's part of my gimmick. So,
like Hulk Hogan's got his mustache like that?
Yeah. Yeah, Hulk Hogan can shave his mustache. He did that one time, and it weirded everybody out.
And you see, that's when he had the black. That's when he did the NWO thing. He did the black thing. That's when he shaved it like that.
No, there was a brief time before that where he had filmed a movie role, and he had to shave off his mustache for the movie role. And he came out.
Babysitter? Was it the babysitter, or was it the?
I think it was Santa with muscles.
Okay, Santa with muscles. I don't know. I don't think I've seen that movie.
Should have asked him about that when I had him on last week.
You should have. I sent you a list of a couple of questions to ask him, but I gather you didn't ask him. I'm like, oh, why do you buy? It's like, I try to look out for a fella, try to help expand your horizons.
Lamone, you sent the question. You sent the questions after I'd already recorded the interview.
Oh.
It wasn't live.
Okay, that makes so much sense there. Yeah. Well, I felt like a geek. Things are live. Don't try to look out for it, brother. Try to make everybody's horizon out there in the New Bedford area.
We were working on Hulk Hogan's schedule. He wasn't working on ours.
Well, the last night you recorded, the night before you recorded, like about...
Yeah, the day before, yeah.
About the 7 in the evening time, right?
No, earlier than that. Hulk Hogan has a limited window of time to give us, so we had to go by his schedule.
Did you try the beer? Have you tried it?
I have not tried it yet, no. When it comes closer to the area, I'll probably grab one. Or maybe when I head out today to Hingham, maybe there's a liquor store that has it closer. I can stop by and, you know, as long as they have a single can. I don't want to get a whole case because I'll never drink it all.
Well, I know I've got stuff. I've got liquor that I've had for like 4 years. Now, mind you, I sometimes don't really get my drink on, but I do if I have company over. I make kick-ass cocktails. And like I said, you know, I told you, like, one. I mean, I made this one cocktail of my own special brew. I call it Panty Remover. It works all the time.
Okay, all right.
I decide not to wear any, so I come up without any. Okay,
I get it. Yeah, remove your own, sure.
So, are you working? I heard something about you going out of town. Are you going to be tomorrow, whatever? Is that what it is?
No, I'm doing a convention this weekend, but it's local.
What is it? What is a paranormal convention?
It's actually a horror convention, but I'll be talking about the Bridgewater Triangle.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's right. So are you going to do? Is Matthew going to be there?
No.
Well,
No. He's been doing some UFO conferences on the weekends.
Did he go? Was he out here like out in Utah? Did he come out to Utah?
No, he's been doing them here in New England. The only time he goes out there is he does go to Roswell. He goes to that one in July, but for the most part, he just does them in New England.
I like you, Timmy. I like you a lot. I'm gonna put you in my will.
I appreciate that. I'm honored.
I'm gonna give you. Hopefully, I get to see you before I kick the bucket. You know, I'm not planning on kicking any.
I'll say we got a long time before that happens. So plenty of time.
Yeah, I hope so. But hopefully, you'll talk to me before Steve Hoff does. Well, that'd be kind of crazy. Like, ooh, Timmy, here I am. Ooh.
I'm just going to show up one day, and you're not going to be expecting me.
Well, you know, I'll say, come on in. You're hungry? Oh, but yeah, but you're so skinny. You're like, oh, no, I can't eat too much. Ooh, that is delicious. I remember there was a time, if I had my smoke on, I'd eat it. So, I told you earlier, like, about Puff Daddy, okay? The reason why
I got about 30 seconds, just so you know.
Remember how I told you how that Keith... The dude Keith who drove his brother that shot Tupac, okay? That's how he got, that's how everything went down. All this stuff started with him. Remember how he tried to, I told you he tried to sell the gun that they shot Tupac with? That's how the DEA and the FBI and all the ATF got involved with it. That's how all this stuff fell down. Remember, told you about this like last year. So watch what's going to happen. All this stuff has gone down because of that. All this stuff, they're trying to get people to roll over like Beethoven, and they're going to see who's going to be the one going to give, they'll start talking. Like Chief Keith, he's already started talking. He's going to get bumped off. He's going to get taken out soon.
Let's hope not. I got to hold you there, Lamone, though. I got to take this break.
So. I'm not talking about Puff Daddy. I'm talking about the dude.
No, man, I hope nobody gets bumped off.
Well, this man, I'm thinking there's anybody I'm going to see bumped off personally, you know, since Hitler being dead and stuff like that.
But I am going to have to bump you off the air here because I got to take this break.
Okay, God bless everybody out there, and I'll try to call you on Friday.
All right, talk to you then.
What's going on with you? I'm going to see Jeffrey Osborne this weekend, so
well,
I hope to have some fun.
Enjoy that if I don't speak to you.
Can you woo, woo, woo?
All right. You have a good day. Take it easy. All right.
My home.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas, and I need a break. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
That was back in the day when 57 channels was considered a lot. Now you've got 570 channels and nothing on. But Bruce Springsteen from the Human Touch album. So that was what, 91, 92? 92, I think. And so how prescient was that? 57 channels and nothing on. Now look at TV. Everything's moving towards streaming. If you look at the way TV is designed, the networks, feels like they aren't even trying anymore. I did see what looked like some interesting new fall shows being advertised, but nothing that made me say, hey, I'm going to set the DVR for that. I want to watch that show. What they do a lot of the times now is they're like, well, this show worked. Let's just franchise that and make 8 more versions of it. And let's see what familiar stars we can get to build a series around, rather than take chances on something new. Because they know who the audience is that's watching network television. I think the Emmys kind of showed that regular broadcast network TV doesn't make it anymore. Shows aren't even getting nominated for Emmys that are on those platforms. It's shows that are on streaming or on the cable networks like FX and AMC and HBO, Showtime. Those are the shows, or streamers only, like Max, Netflix, Hulu. Those are the shows that are getting the attention now. So it doesn't matter if you have 57 channels or 570, because you're probably not watching any of them anymore. And one of the interesting conversations that I heard, and I don't know how true this is, but this is just somebody that I was talking to who works in the television industry, and they said that there's buzz going around that Netflix, who now has a commercial tier and who is getting some exclusive programming, live programming, they've been doing some live programming with some comedy specials, the Tom Brady roast. They had the Everybody's in LA show with John Mulaney. They're actually trying now, they're looking at, and they have Monday Night Raw coming in January. But there's talk about they might actually put a network on cable to show some of their streaming shows, to try to entice people to buy, that they might deliver that via the cable box to be able to get people to sign up for the streaming. Now, this is just an idea that was being thrown around, I guess. I don't know if there's anything to it, but I have a connection at Netflix who says, no, I haven't heard that. So, I take it for what you will, but that would be an interesting approach for them to now start saying, not only are we going to take away the shows that you would normally have in reruns and buy the rights to those for streaming, not only are we going to start offering our service through your cable box to get more people streaming, but now they're saying we're going to kind of give some of the product away for free to get people to subscribe. So, you know, you would see maybe like a season on the network of a show, but then if you want to see the other seasons, you're just subscribe to Netflix. Be an interesting approach for sure. But if you want to get out of the house, if you're tired of sitting around watching TV or streaming or whatever else you're doing, and you want to get out of the house, the Zeiterion is throwing a family-friendly party to kick off its fundraising campaign for the building's renovation and restoration. So they're having a Raise the Roof party this Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m. It's going to be happening at Cisco Brewers in New Bedford. The Zeitarian invites you to this family-friendly dance party to support the Z's restoration and renovation. It will have live music, dancing, roving entertainers, and fun activities for kids. Now, the ticket prices start at $10, but, you know, you can pay a little bit more if you'd like to because this is all a big fundraiser. But what's interesting is that if you want to bring the kids for a nice night out, kids under 12 are free. So, again, it's happening tomorrow night, Thursday, September 19th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Cisco in New Bedford. And you can find details at Zeitarian.org. I'd be down there, but there's two things that are keeping me from going. One, it's bowling night, and two, nobody wants to see me dance. We'll be back in just a few moments. Where did Phil Collins record this song? Say it with me. The Stu Studio. All right. I'm going to make that joke every time, so you might as well just get used to it. We are going to be taking a break here for the news coming up. When we come back on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Coming up in the next hour as well, we will have your first Money Talks code of the day. So you get 10 chances every day, every weekday, 10 chances.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.